you don't have a lot of people calling you, then that kind of changes the criteria of what jobs you accept. Because you got to feed your family and keep enough work in there for your employees.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
All right, welcome to the Contractor Files Podcast. I'm Ethan McNeil.
And I'm Trent Keith. And it's podcast 23.
That's right. Episode 23. And what are we talking about today, Trent?
We are talking about jobs that you should or shouldn't take. How do you make those decisions when you have a whole list of people that's calling you and they're wanting you to do all this work and you're trying to bid everything? How do you decide what job you should or should not take?
That's a good question.
There you go. So what would be your number one thing that pops in your head when we talk about that?
Well, the first thing that popped in my head when you were saying that is, I guess it depends on how desperate you are. Because that totally changes. You know, if you don't have a lot of people calling you, then that kind of changes the criteria of what jobs you accept. Because you got to feed your family and keep enough work in there for your employees. So that was my number one thing.
That's right.
It's really, if you have a lot of work, then that's when it really, you can start being picky. I've got some points in here. I'll let you jump in though first, but I do have some points in here. That's not always the case. Just because you need jobs doesn't mean every job's going to be profitable, and it's doesn't mean that you are going to make you should take it even though you're desperate. But it does change the criteria level. I think if you have no work, then do whatever it takes to get work.
That's for sure. Yeah, when you need work, you really do not get to choose what jobs you should or shouldn't take.
Yeah.
But I know as a business owner that done a lot of praying about our business, I would actually pray over the estimates when I'd done them and ask the Lord to give direction on if I was supposed to get that job, that they would come back and like the estimate. If I wasn't, that they would not. So that was one thing that I'd done. Obviously, that's not for everyone. I say it's a good option for you, but not everyone's going to go about it that way. The other thing that I would think about right off the top of my head is, what do you feel most comfortable with? If there's a certain type of work that you're most comfortable with, let's just say tile or laying laminate flooring, then you want to lean towards those jobs that you have the most experience in and that you're most comfortable with. That would be just something that you want to keep in the back of your mind, obviously, because what I learned over the years is if there's a job that you haven't done much of and you're thinking, well, I can make some good money with this. And if I bid this one, I'll do real good and this and that. You get into it and then you find out that you didn't know how to bid it because you're not that good at it. And it didn't turn out as good as you expected. So always lean towards the things that you're best at and most comfortable with. What did you have next on your list?
That actually kind of goes along with my number one point. Which reminds me of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and where he talks about you make money on the things that you know how to do and you lose money on the things you don't know.
It's true.
And it's true in this kind of business for sure. You should definitely evaluate whether or not the job is in your wheelhouse of skills. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it, then you should think about passing. And also, sometimes that means, though, you can hire a subcontractor to come in and do what you're not comfortable doing. But I will say this, you need to be able to know how to check their quality of work. Even if you don't know how to do everything they're doing and you don't feel comfortable doing it, you should still be familiar enough with the job that you can say, hey, no, let's do it this way. I don't like what you're doing in this particular area. So you need to be able to have some sort of knowledge on the job that you are bidding on or trying to take on. And again, if you're desperate, then you know what, stay up all night and watch YouTubes. I don't know. You don't ever want to get yourself into the middle of a situation where you're doing a job you don't know how to do.
Yes. You know, I remember when I first started in the remodeling business, people would hire us to do something, and I would tell them, we don't have a lot of experience with this. This may be the first job we've done exactly like this, but we will warranty it for a year. We'll stand behind it. If there's any issues, we'll come back and fix it because there is a learning curve with new things. So if you are in a place where you have to have the work and you do things you're not comfortable with, just be upfront and say, you know, this is the first time I've done this, but I will figure it out and I'll stand behind it so you don't have to worry about any issues. So that's definitely a thing on when you're trying to get your business going that you need to do. And don't try to hide it and act like you know everything. And
that's exactly
what I was gonna
say. You've
done this 100 times and yet you've never done it once.
Yes.
Don't do that.
No.
That would be a big no-no for sure.
Because the customer is going to figure it out one way or the other. Either you're going to be honest with them and say, this is new for me. I'm willing to give it a go, but this is new for me. Or if you try to pretend like you know it, they'll figure it out that you don't really know. And then they won't trust you.
Yes, for sure. That's right. What else did you have on your list?
Okay, the other thing I had was if you are not jiving with the customer. And by that, sometimes you don't know until you get into the middle of a job, which is unfortunate. But you can actually go back and watch one of our first podcasts about red flags when meeting a homeowner. And that gives you a good list of things to watch out for. But if you feel like, hey, this is a customer that just gets on my nerves, we are going to be at odds. I don't feel comfortable dealing with somebody who is, you know, has whatever it is. Sometimes it can just be they have a difficult personality, they're arguing with you, things like that. That is definitely grounds to say, hey, I don't think we're a good fit, let's move on. And don't feel like you have to serve every single customer to be a good business. Find the customers you do well with and serve them well.
Yep, that's right. Another thing that come to my mind is when you turn in an estimate for a job and you give it to the homeowner and their first comment is, well, is there any way you can do it cheaper? We didn't want to pay that much.
Yeah.
If you made sure that you done that estimate well and you know that that's really what it takes for you to do a good job, then that's a sign to not take that job.
Yes.
Move on. If they can't pay you what you need paid to make sure you do excellent work, have good materials, and can stand behind that, then move on.
Yep.
Don't stay with that specific job.
Yep. Yeah, that's again, ties into one of my points was if the job doesn't have enough margin for you, don't take it on. And because there's always going to be things that come up that there's a gray area of who pays for this. Is this something I should have included in my estimate, or is this something that the customer needs to pay extra for? And if you don't have margin in your estimate at all or in how you bid the job, you're just asking for trouble. You're asking for a way to lose money. And like Trent said, if the customer is upset about your price, then that's a good indicator of, well, maybe we should pass on this job. Because you are in business to make money. And that's kind of why you're doing it. And yes, you get to serve people and make customers happy and make their dreams come true and all that, but you also are not going to be around very long if you don't make money. So make sure you don't cut yourself short on those jobs.
Yeah.
I think when you know you're up against other bids is a time when you can easily feel the pressure to cut your margin down. And, you know, they're also getting three other bids from other contractors. I need to make sure that I'm the cheapest. And that's not that's not always the, that's definitely not the good road to go down if you want to stay in business very long.
Yes. Another thing that came to my mind when we was talking about this is if you bid a job and the homeowner tells you that they want you to cut corners because it will be cheaper. For instance, if you're building a deck, most decks, and depends on what type of decking material you're using, most decks you want your floor joists to be on 16-inch centers. Sometimes you can go 2 foot, depending on what you're using. A lot of times we would only go a foot because we were using composite decking, and it would keep it from waving if you went every foot with your floor joists. Well, sometimes homeowners will say, well, it'll save us money if you go 2 foot spacing on your floor joists, and we still want the composite decking on there. And what'll happen is you'll be the one responsible down the road when that composite decking starts having waves to it because you space your floor joists apart too far. So if you have a homeowner that says, this is what I want you to do to save me money, and you know that that can cause issues long term, then you're not going to be able to put it back on them down the road because they're going to tell everybody it was your fault that you done it that way. So definitely, if you hear of a client or customer who wants you to do something, what I would call halfway, then move on and do not do it that way, for sure.
Yeah. And also, in line with that, is if your customer, I wrote down, if your customer wants you to do something illegal, that's definitely not good. You know, if it involves anything that illegal substances or anything like that, don't take the job, even if it pays really well. But no, for real though, sometimes cutting corners looks like not getting permits for things that you should get a permit for. And that can hurt your business long term. I don't know how it is where you are located, but around here, the inspectors, they get to know your company real well. And if you're a company that likes to try and cut the corners and not get permits and gets, you know, the fines all the time, you start getting scrutinized by the building department. They start making it really hard for you to do a lot of your business. And that's something that it might save the customer some money to not get a permit. It might save mostly you some headache. But don't cut corners just because it might be okay in this one instance, this one job. Because if it gets found out, it could actually hurt your business long term. So that's something I, this was not a contractor, but I heard the story of somebody that supposed to get a, I think this is in California, which would make more sense because California is a little bit more strict on their building departments than we are in Indiana, so moved to Indiana. But the guy did like some sort of like bathroom remodel or something like that, or turned a garage or something into a space that he didn't get a permit for. They made him come and tear it out.
Wow.
Made him make it back the way it was.
That would be tough.
Yeah, so that would be a bummer.
Spend a lot of money and have nothing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another thing that I thought of that I especially would lean away from is do not take any jobs that you do not have the proper equipment for it to be safe. If you bid a job and you're trying to get it done and you know you need some kind of equipment that you can't afford for it to be safe for you and your employees, do not take that job. Because a lot of times those are the jobs that pay good money a lot of times. And you're thinking, well, if we can just get through this one, then we'll buy it for the next one. Well, that's a good way to get you and your employees hurt and have serious issues. So do not ever take a job just for the money that you do not have the tools and equipment to be able to be safe on that job.
Yes, that's a good point. Yeah, and another point that I had was time. If there is a deadline on a project that you know you can't make, don't take the job. Don't make it. Definitely don't get into it and promise something you can't deliver on. And don't overwork your guys to the point that they all want to leave your company because you are asking for overtime. So that's another thing. If a job that you're bidding on or you're going to take has a deadline that you don't feel like you could ever make, then that's a good way to either have the conversation, hey, we need to change the deadline, or to, no, I'm not going to take on this job. Sorry, it's not going to work. Because, you know, your time is valuable, and skipping out on a family vacation because you needed to work is probably not going to sit well with your spouse. So,
Okay, that's one of the things I had on the top of my mind. How about you? Do you have anything else?
The only last thing I had, this is back to the customer thing, was if you have a customer that doesn't follow through with their word, that can sometimes be a red flag to me of, I'm not sure I want to work with this customer. And instances of that would be, they said that they were going to give you a 10% deposit, and they said by Friday, and then it was 2 weeks later, and you called them and realized you never got that, and they said, oh, I forgot, hang on, give me another week. That's a good sign right there of, this might not be the best customer that we want to work with if they are not following through on what they said.
That's a good one.
So that was it.
Yep. That's a good one also. And if you're working on bathrooms and kitchens, you need to check out our app and see how much easier your life will be.
Yes. Yeah. Just go to myestimatingapp.com. Estimatingapp.com. And you can sign up for a free trial, and it'll walk you through how to get access, download the app, and all that stuff. So let us know what you think of it, because we're very excited about it, and we think you will be too.
Definitely. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep. Have a good week.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.